This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Radio KSCR, variety radio at its best. 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget. And Capacity Productions, the number one source in online promotions. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best. Spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com. Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at CapacityProductions.net. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for the Norwegian rockers Humbucker and cuts from their forthcoming CD, King of the World. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company. Please stand by. McQueen, prettiest boy I've ever seen. See him shaped on the movie screen. Jimmy Dean. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for Norwegian rockers Humbucker and cuts from their forthcoming CD, King of the World. Rockwired had a chance to speak with drummer and founder Geir Dale regarding the new release, and you're going to hear that exclusive interview in just a few minutes. From their CD, King of the World, here is Humbucker with One Size Fits All.
I'm a monster in the middle of a game. I'm feeling top notch tonight. Looking for a sweet thing that never had no shame. Now look at that, what a sight. She's grooving on whiskey and some really cheap talk. She's looking alright to me. Hi, hot mama, are you ready to go? Are you dressed up for you? Dressed me with her eyes, she said, that one looks alright. One size fits all.
From their album King of the World, that was Humbucker with One Size Fits All. Check out the band at their official website, www.humbucker-rocks.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with drummer Guillermo Dale regarding the band's forthcoming album and their coming together as a band, and here's how the interview went.
How are you? Doing good. Good to hear your voice, and it was great listening to the songs you sent me, and I think this is going to be a great album.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say. I hope so too. We are really, we're a small Norwegian band, you know, and I think we've done everything we have on this one.
I see. And how do you think this one's going to be different from the album that you guys released in 2010?
Well, hopefully people will pick up on it more than they did with the first one, because quite frankly, when we released the first one, no one knew who we were.
I see. Yeah, I mean, I mean, of all the bands that I've ever, you know, interviewed, and I have interviewed a few bands from Norway, by the way.
Really.
But you know, you guys kind of have a very interesting history. You know, you guys started out in 1998, and then you guys broke up, and then you came back together all these years later, and now things seem to be really taking off for you. It's a strange biography.
Yeah. It really is, and it's like you said. You know, it got a little bit difficult between 2002 and 2010 due to our day jobs and everything. And when we started in 2010, everything just felt right.
Right. And talk about the other members in this band. Tell me who they are and what it is you think each of them brings to the table that makes this band work.
Yeah. I'd be more than happy to. We have a guy named Lars Jan Havros on bass, and I've been playing drums some 30 years now, and I don't think I've played with a better bass player, you know, we for a rhythm section, it's really important that you understand each other. And I think him and I have just have that.
Right.
And then we have Vidar Svanel on lead guitars, and he is raised on the blues. You know, he grew up with Chuck Berry, Rolling Stones, you know, bands like that, and he brings the classic into the band. And then we have Jon Petter, the other guitar player, who is much more influenced by Steve Way and guys like that, and he's much more technical. And but you know, together Vidar and Jon Petter is just a perfect match. And when we record songs in the studios, it's really nice to have two guys as different as those two, because whatever we need done, one of them can do it.
I see. And and talk about yourself. I mean, talk about what got you into music.
Kiss.
Good enough.
No, I like a lot of friends, I started playing guitar, and I wasn't very good because, you know, I didn't have the patience to practice a lot, I must admit. And then I think it was in I think I was 7 years old, 7 or 8. I think it was in 74, 75, maybe a year later. I don't remember. Someone bought me Kiss Alive. And I heard Peter Criss's drum solo there, and that was the end of my guitar playing. So I started playing drums. I cried enough to let my grandparents buy me a drum kit, and that was it. I play guitar only to write songs, but I won't play guitar in public, to put it that way.
I see. And talk about the music scene that you guys are surrounded by living in Norway. I mean, you know, every artist from Norway that I've ever interviewed has been like, you know, a heavy metal band. So is that the kind of scene that you guys have going on, or is it something else that I don't know about?
It's very much heavy. It's a large heavy metal scene in Norway, and for some reason there's a lot of great bands there, and heavy metal, and but it's also a lot of country music and softer stuff. So, but the heavy metal scene in Norway is really good. We have a couple of really good bands, you know, like TNT and Stage Dolls and Backstreet Girls, and there are a few legends from Norway too. And for a small country like this, I think that's pretty good.
Right. And but for this album that you guys are about to drop, King of the World, who all worked with you and put it in behind the mixing board? Who produced this for you?
We recorded it with a guy named Holger Rustan in Trondheim, and he is probably one of Norway's most decorated producers. As a matter of fact, he formed the Stargate company in late 90s, and then he got the other two guys on board, and after a few years, the other two moved to the States, and the rest is history, while Holger stayed in Norway and took care of business over here, and he's produced records that sold some 25 million copies altogether, and have produced more than 40 top 10 hits in the UK, so he's really good. And as a matter of fact, I went to school with him 1 year in 1986, and we became great friends. So if I hadn't known him, I don't think we would have got him, to be quite honest.
And I've also had a look at the artwork that you guys are going to use for the album, and I think it's really on point. I really think it's fantastic. Talk about who got the artwork together for you.
And that's very nice of you to say, because we, you know, the Rocks artwork was very simple, but that was the way we wanted it, because we wanted the logo to, you know, be some right in your face, easy to see. And this time we wanted to, I don't know, we wanted to make a classic album, you know, and we wanted the package, the songs and the package all together to be something that could very well be released in 86, 87, 88 or something like that. And we got in contact with a French Photoshop artist named Ludovic Cordelieres, and he's just an amazing guy and a fantastic guy to work with, and he's done some fantastic artwork through the years. And I was looking in at on the internet, and I saw this picture, and I sent him a mail, and I asked if we could use it and redo it a bit and make it more hamburgerized, to put it that way, personal. And he was kind enough to do that, and he's been a fantastic guy to work with, and I'm thrilled about the result. We think it's absolutely fantastic. We're very satisfied with it.
Check out the band at their official website, www.humbucker-rocks.com. From their forthcoming CD, King of the World, here is Humbucker with Hey You.
Join.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Boba Flex, and their new album, Charlatan's Web. After years spent in the recording studio and the road, Boba Flex has hit their stride with their latest album. Featuring the songs Pretty Little Things, Never Coming Back, and the rock radio hit, Batman. Charlatan's Web, the new album from Boba Flex, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at theofficialbobaflex.com. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best, spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com.
Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate. Fearless. Innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there, and today we're giving it up for the Norwegian band Humbucker and cuts from their forthcoming CD, King of the World. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the band's drummer, Geir Dale, regarding the band and their forthcoming album, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And talk about the songwriting process in this band. How do you guys go about it?
Well, as strange as it might sound, up till now I have written most of the songs, but like I said,
wow. That's rare for a drummer.
yeah, it is. But I'm sorry, I can't help it. But like I said, I'm absolutely no guitar player, so when I get an idea, I have to, you know, sing it or hum it, the riff into my phone, and then I usually go to Vidar's place, and I sit in the kitchen, and I hum it, the riffs for him, and he picks it down on the guitar, and well, then we have a song.
I see.
And the good thing on this record is that the bass player Lars Dian has written his first humbucker song ever on this album. It's a song called Self-Made Son of a Bitch, which is a up-tempo, really, really cool track. So I really hope he will write more songs. And also singer Jan Bøhn has written his first lyrics for the band. So on this record, everyone is has their name on the credits. And I like that because I have no need to have my name on every song.
Got you. And since I'm talking to the primary songwriter here, the three songs you sent me I think are fantastic, but I'd like for you to talk about them. One is the song One Size Fits All. Talk about the inspiration behind that one.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think I saw a movie, and there was a guy who used that expression, and I thought One Size Fits All, that's a cool song title. So I sat down and tried to come up with something, and then I thought, if we make this wishing guy who meets different girls in every verse, we have three verses, I believe, in that song, and three girls, and the end of the line will always be that, you know, one size fits all. So I wrote those lyrics first, and then I wrote the music, and the music is very basic. We wanted a great live track, and playing this song live is always great, and it works really well.
And how about the song Hey You?
Hey You is one of my favorite on the album. Jon Petter, one of the guitar players came to practice with this great riff, and everyone totally loved it. And it had this, I don't know, I wrote the lyrics for it, and I wanted to have a arena kind of choir there, because I heard some commercial aspects on the track, and he has a great guitar riff, great guitar solo, and Hallgeir produced it perfectly, and I love that track.
And the title track, King of the World, what about that one?
King of the World is that's a strange story, because that song had a really cool guitar riff during the choruses, rather sick but very cool guitar riff, and we recorded it like that, and when everything was finished, we came home, and Hallgeir was doing some after work on it, and all of a sudden he called and played me the chorus, and with the yeah 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 on it, and he asked what I thought about it, and I think Anastasia told him that it sounds fantastic, but I misunderstood, so I thought it was only to be used on the last chorus, but he wanted to use it on every chorus, and that made the song much more easy listening. And when I got it back, I thought it sounded great, and we tried to make it sound as 80s as we could with the floor toms rhythm, you know, and cowbells and everything. And I like that song a lot too.
Oh, the 80s were the best time for rock and roll, I always thought.
Absolutely. There was nothing wrong with the 80s, you know. Everyone everyone got their license in the 80s. They got in the first fist fight in the 80s. Everyone got laid for the first time in the 80s. You know, 80s is fantastic.
And how are live shows going for you guys right now?
It's going great, but, you know, as I said, we're not the biggest band in the world yet, so we're concentrating on Norway and also Europe, and we hope this year or next year we could maybe do some shows in Europe, and you know, everyone who's doing rock and roll dream about doing a few gigs in the States, so that would be something.
And what would you like someone to come away with after they hear this album?
Sorry, can you say it again?
What would you like someone to come away with after they hear this album? What would you like someone to think or feel after they've listened to it?
Well, if they could pick up on the humor in it, I would certainly think it's okay, and forget that it's absolutely nothing new. We just take advantage of our influences and do the best we can, and I just hope people pick up on it and like it enough to buy it, because the first record was financed by loans, and so is this, and I think we've said to ourselves that if we're going to do it a third album, we would like to have the money in the bank before we start, and not vice versa. So we certainly hope people buy enough records for us to do another one. That's enough.
Check out the band at their official website, www.humbucker-rocks.com. Here is Humbucker with the title track of their forthcoming CD, King of the World.
Started with a whisper, ended with a boom. How was I to know that she was dancing with her groom? A voice inside it told me to give that girl a go, and I was raised to listen and to do as I've been told. Hey-ho, it's hard to be the king of the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey-ho, it's hard to be the king of the world.
that's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Guillermo Dale of Humbucker for his time and, more importantly, his music, and to Brian Josephson for setting this whole thing up. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rock on, rock on. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.